Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, he is a difference-making player. There's no question. I think you could argue he's the best player on the team. And it's very dissimilar than a lot of the tight ends out there. A lot of those guys are just, it's just the really the receiving part of it. But Kittle, it's both aspects of it. He makes a real difference in the running game. Nobody's as good as he is blocking the edge like he does. He's almost like Gronkowski in that regard. And so him being out really hurts both the run and pass game. You know, he got hurt in that Thursday nighter against Arizona, and I could tell it was bothering him. And Dr. David Chow said he thought that it was a bone bruise, and it was. And, you know, even in that game when he was hurting, he still ended up being a huge difference as to why the Niners beat the Cardinals that night. So, yes, that hurts tremendously. But the same token, you got to just do whatever it takes to get him 100%. I wouldn't want him trying to battle through this thing. I want the full George Kittle.
I couldn't agree with you more. I too want the full George Kittle. Let's talk about that defensive side of the ball. What you've seen from Seattle, and I know this is a Capicot league, and you've seen what Arizona has in the young quarterback. What did you see about that defense that you can exploit, talking about the San Francisco's defense, that is?
Well, that was surprising to me. I was not expecting Seattle's defense, especially their D-line, to play that well. And I don't know how many people have Jadeveon Clowney, but it certainly does show you that I think Staley and McGlinchey were both a little bit rusty, maybe understandable, coming off a decent layoff and in that environment against a team like Seattle. But that was really what jumped out to me, is they just did not do as good of a job up front blocking. I think Seattle's style of play of just kind of letting those guys get upfield and make plays gave the Niners a lot of trouble, which really hadn't happened. There hadn't been a lot of negative plays. There hadn't been a lot of penetration. I think more teams will probably try to do it that way, realizing if you just play technique, if you just try to play down the line and they get you running horizontally, these running backs are going to put their foot in the ground. They're going to find a seam. They're going to get upfield. But if you can get penetration somehow, some way, get up the field and just try to stop everything before it gets going, that's probably your best bet. And really, not only is that your best bet against the outside zone stuff, but if it is a play action pass, it actually gives you a chance to get some pressure on Jimmy G anyway. So either way, I think you'll see more teams start to try to get up the field and get penetration to mess up the outside zone run game and the play action off of it.
Radio.com's Ross Tucker with us here on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of this workout on Saturday that's supposed to take place in Atlanta regarding Colin Kaepernick? There's a lot going on here. It's like Kaepernick's guys want to work out on a Tuesday, which is the traditional workout day. The league's saying Saturday. There's a whole lot going on. What are you making of it?
You know, it's really interesting because it kind of came out of nowhere. And it feels like my initial read on it was that it was either like a liability thing where the league wanted to give him this workout so that, you know, he didn't have as strong of a case if he would sue again. Although I don't know how you sue or file another grievance. I'm assuming, you know, part of his initial grievance was that he couldn't do it again. So that part of it confused me a little bit. Then I thought maybe it was like the Jay-Z thing, right? I mean, they've hired Jay-Z to be in charge of entertainment and to help with the social justice initiatives. And so I started to wonder, you know, is this something that Jay-Z's been pushing? Let's get my guy a workout, get him a workout. And they finally like, fine, we'll get him a workout, and this is what it is. The weirdest two parts of it, though, I don't know if you guys saw, But Albert Breer tweeted that this is in reaction to a bunch of teams reaching out to the league office about Kaepernick, which, by the way, is a whole other issue, right? Like, if you want the player, then go ahead and have him come try out for you, do a workout, call his agent. Like, the fact that these NFL teams are reaching out to the NFL league office as opposed to Kaepernick directly is weird to me. And I literally got a text 5 minutes ago saying that I really think they want this to happen and that this is actually more about the NFL wanting him to get signed. This is more about reality than it is about anything else relating to PR or whatever. And this is a guy that would know. So I'm totally confused at this point.
So you think that come Saturday, this workout happens and every GM's there or some GMs are there and then the video is released? And what does this lead to? Is this a one-off or do you think he actually makes it back in the league?
You know, Adam Schefter said this morning he was skeptical about it. I guess I just don't know how you don't do it if you're Kaepernick, right? I mean, if you don't do it, then you never have a leg to stand on at all, ever again. You can't do it. You said you wanted to play, and then the NFL gave you an opportunity. A bunch of teams are going to be there. You still didn't go. I guess I just don't know how you come back from that. If you're Kaepernick, that's kind of a tough one for me. The flip side, though, is I don't think he'll get signed the rest of this year. I think, if anything, this is sort of like almost like a trial balloon, if you will, and the step before the step. They want to see how he works out. They want to talk to him. And then if that stuff goes well, my guess is after that, then, kind of behind the scenes, maybe there'd be some private conversations, there'd be a private workout, and then maybe a team would sign him going into 2020. I'd be surprised if a team signed him for the rest of this season.
Good stuff. Ross Tucker, Radio.com, former NFL player with us here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Ross. We'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on Radio.com/home, or search home on the Radio.com app. How many times do you think we could add the word home to that that little read right there?
Maybe a couple more. You could always click on that when you get home, you know. Home is where the pot is. Home.
Home, sweet home.
Okay, so I think first off, if you're Colin Kaepernick, and I'm just going to start with the football part of this, and you want to play again, and there's going to be an opportunity, the first thing you do is send a nice bottle of wine or whatever it may be to Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, and you say thank you for showing the NFL that you can run a different style of offense and have great results. It's a copycat league. So while everyone was looking at Sean McVay and all his assistants, how's that working out, by the way, Cincinnati, Cliff Kingsbury, while everyone's looking at this new air raid system and, well, let's go get Baker Mayfield. Ooh, Baker Mayfield, that's not really working out too well either. While everyone's looking at that, now suddenly here come the Ravens doing something wildly different. The Ravens in a pass-happy league aren't really throwing the ball and they're crushing teams. They just beat New England on Sunday night. So you got to figure some teams are going to start looking at this thinking, well, maybe if we can't have a drop back quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who can throw for 350 yards, we can find a great athlete like Lamar Jackson who can throw the ball, but we can design a run first offense around him, control the clock, keep our defense off the field for 35 minutes a game, and have a great chance of winning the Super Bowl. Of course, we'll need a good coordinator like Greg Roman, but Kaepernick's a guy who was the original blueprint of this. We talked about this before the season started. That's the primary reason why I picked the Ravens to win the AFC. You saw it with Greg Roman and Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco. Now Roman's with the other Harbaugh brother in Baltimore with a very agile, mobile, athletic quarterback in Lamar Jackson, and they're having a ton of success. So some teams may be thinking, you know what? Kaepernick's out there. If he's healthy and can still play, maybe we can upgrade our offense by bringing him in. So perhaps the Ravens have in some roundabout way created some opportunity. It is very odd that teams are calling the league rather than just the player or the agent. That doesn't happen. That's a great point that Ross makes and a lot of people are making right now. It is very odd that it's like, man, I kind of want to talk to this guy. Let me call the league office. You wouldn't do that with anyone else. So when you say there's no collusion, that's not exactly the greatest of signs. But overall, it might look like progress here. I'm not really sure what to make of this. I don't know if he's going to work out. Schefter's saying he's now skeptical as to whether or not the workout even takes place in Atlanta. What do you make of all this?
I don't know what to make of it. That's why I really don't have much to say about it.
Can you believe it's still going on? It's three years later.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's a shame because here's a guy that you look at that if you don't go with the norm, and when you do, if you do go outside that box, now people are looking at you like you're a traitor, and they want to create their own demons. They create their own illusions, and they make things bigger and worse than what they are, and then everyone just piles on. And a lot of people pile on because for that moment, they feel like hell. Wow, I feel better because I can jump on a guy for standing up with what he believes in, good, bad, or different. He's not out raping people. He's not out getting into fights, not out drinking, doing those things. Yes, I think some of the stuff that he did was silly. Some of it was stupid. Some of it was immature. I get all that thing. I get all those things. But once the onslaught came, it was easy. You know, read that book. They crucified a man. Why? They just wanted to kill. They wanted to pound him. When you start doing something that's against the norm, it just, you know, it snowballs. Can Colin Kaepernick play right now? I don't know. I don't know if the guy's passive. You know, he's older. He's 3 years at playing in the league. Is he going to be effective as Colin would have been 3 years ago? No. Can Colin, should he have played a while back? Absolutely. You put him in Chicago. I don't know about today, but you look at Chicago. You look at the Rams. You look at that type of offense, you know, that play action, that zone read, those type of things. You put him in Chicago right now. I don't know, but it seems like he would fit some of those schemes better than what some of those guys are doing now if he's still Colin of old, but I don't think so.
Let's assume that even though he's 32 years old and hasn't played in three seasons, it'll be three full seasons if he doesn't play at all this year. Let's say, like Ross is saying, maybe this is a trial balloon for someone to sign him next year and then use him next season, right? So he's 32 years old, just turned 32 at the beginning of this month, and he's been out of the league for 3 years. Let's say he's in good shape, he's healthy, he's where he needs to be able to play quarterback. There are plenty of 32-year-olds out there playing quarterback right now. You know, guys like Rodgers are like 37. So let's assume he could still play. What do you think the backlash slash outrage level is to a team signing him versus where it would have been like 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and at the beginning of all of this?
It's probably in half. It's cut in half.
It's still there.
I think it's still there. And it's obviously market dependent. It depends on what market you go to. If you go to a more conservative market, politically conservative, sadly, you have to inject politics into this discussion. I think it would be a tougher fit. We could go team by team, market by market, and play that game. It's not necessary for where we are right now. But to your point, there's still going to be significant backlash. And when you saw yesterday with the Gabe Kapler introductory press conference, there was backlash there. They tried to come out and address it. He would have to do a similar thing where he would have to answer questions about, you know, what would he do? And he already has said that he wouldn't kneel for the national anthem again. But things Lowe is talking about, whether it's the pig socks that he was wearing or other T-shirts or other things that may have been immature or maybe weren't as informed as he is now as it pertains to how people would react to those stances, he would have to address that. But I think by and large, a lot of the backlash, or at least maybe half of the backlash, would be gone, but he would still face some without a doubt.
Would the backlash be just from fan bases or, and this was the big problem originally, from the big sponsors? That's what got the NFL worked up originally, was that major sponsors who have put millions, if not tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars into the NFL. Anheuser-Busch comes to mind. They had backlash. They went to the league and said, if he's going to play or whatever the scenario is, you know, we might be pulling out because their customers didn't like him. So do you think that type of outrage still exists? Or do you think this would mostly be like a fan thing? Like if you go to a certain market, the fans are upset, but mostly you have sponsors and business people who don't care enough that it's not that big of a deal. It's not going to hurt the bottom line in their
opinion. I think that time heals many wounds. And if you're a sponsor like Anheuser-Busch, for example, I can't speak to them, but I think there's been enough time that's passed to where they would take the temperature of the team where he landed and of the football culture in general. I don't think there's going to be the same outrage and the same talk of boycott. So I don't think that any of the sponsors would be that threatened by his return 3 years later.
I think that's why, one reason is that's why you asked Joe, you never see anything like that because these owners are concerned. I think there has been coaches that wanted to bring Colin in, without a doubt. I think coaches want to win.
They're football guys. Yeah, they're looking to win. Some of them have their political beliefs, but absolutely. The bottom line is they want their check and they want their job and they want to win.
Amen. And so the reason why these teams are calling, they say, hey, what's going on? Is it okay? What do we do? What's the backlash? How do we handle this? They're calling the league. That's why I think they're calling the league, because of that reason.
You have teams out there who could probably use a quarterback, any type of quarterback right now. You look at Pittsburgh with the Steelers. They have a good, they have a great head coach with a lot of respect over there. And you have someone like Mason Rudolph who's not doing their job, but you have a good defense. You have great offensive pieces. He might be somebody that could fit somewhere like there. But I do think it. I'm with Dibs on this. Time heals all wounds a little bit more. So I think the sponsors, it all depends on where he goes and what the fan reaction's like. But I think it's a little bit easier now than it was a few years ago.
Here's where it gets a little bit sloppy. And again, not taking any sides. I'm just pointing this out. If this were a trial balloon to see whether or not it would work for next season, next year is also an election year. So, like, you know, all of that's going to get tied together again because someone's going to have something to say. I'm not pointing out anyone individually.
I would never.
But next year, that's you. That's not me. I want to make that clear.
It's three words. But three-word impression.
Yeah. Let's go. Why don't you stick to your one-word Reagan impression?
Well.
You know it's very popular around these parts.
Getting a little dated, Coach.
Next Wrong. Year, never. Regarding anything in our life, sports, play, it doesn't even have to be Kaepernick, just next year, everything is going to get messy. Like, everything is going to get messy no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what you believe, no matter what the topic is. Everything's going to get messy next year. You know we're heading for it.
I think the memo comes out, Joe. You've seen what happened with basketball this year, the NBA, about this China deal. Yeah. I think that the memo comes out. The NFL Players Association and all those guys that get ahead of this and saying, look, guys, we understand you have the freedom of speech. We understand all you guys. We understand your foundations. We understand that 70% is African-American minorities in the league. But look, guys, we just rather let's I understand you can do your things, what you need to do. But let's keep our games away from politics.
And you're talking about with the election year. So you're moving past the – okay, I got you.
Yeah, so because you're talking about next year, all this
next
stuff.
Next year's going to be messy.
And I guarantee you that these teams will have those
in
memos.
In general,
just like, look, guys, we understand what we're going – we're in a different part in time in this country. And they do these things. Guys, let's just stay in our lane. And some guys will – but the majority, some guys won't.
And it's interesting as it pertains to Colin himself. So let's say this trial balloon on Saturday, and I think Ross is right, and your description of it's perfect. The workout goes well, but no team initially bites, and then we get into next year in the offseason, and someone decides to sign him. Do they have assurances that Colin himself won't continue? Because he's...
Colin already got his point across. If I can't speak for the young man, but if I'm him, Dibs, I'm looking at this and saying, everyone knows his position. Some of the things, was it true? And that's the thing. People can search their heart and put their differences aside and say, a lot of things that he said is true. A lot of silly things he did, shouldn't have did, we don't agree with. But what he was some of those things taking place. And if you can admit that, Colin doesn't need to say, oh, I'm still standing. He can already continue to do his work, but now he's already lost. I said this before it even happened. Tom Brady, all those guys, in 100 years from now, when football, whatever it may be, he will go down in history for what he did. No matter how we look at it, he'll be talked about in history books more than any professional football player that's played.
So it's going to get very messy next year.
It really is.
I've already started pitching the idea that the day after the election, I don't even want to come in and talk about sports. I just want to do like a variety show, not a political show.
They better leave it alone.
Like, let's just come in and talk movies and TV. And by the way,
maybe we can have Damon come in and bring his slide whistle again.
The megaphone was the key. Yeah, the bullhorn was awesome. The phone lines are juiced on this, so light them up. 888-957-9570. We'll take some calls on the other side if you want to hang tight. We'd love to bring you guys into it. 888-957-9570. Congratulations to you. You're big these days.
What?
I don't know if you saw it on social, but with the launch of Disney Plus, Flubber is now available in yet another manner. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And I encourage all of you, as you get into your Disney Plus, just go to Flubber, the basketball scene, bench player number 11. I dare anyone out there.
What team has 11 bench players?
No, I'm number 11. We have five guys on the bench.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing number 11. A couple great scenes of me in the locker room.
Oh, my God.
I'm handing out water and towels, and I defy anyone to be able to screen capture the shots where bench player number 11's not me because I left the shoot about 3 days early. I had five jobs at the time. I couldn't continue to go out there, so they had to actually use somebody in my place.
What?
So, Yeah.
He gave it up.
There's a couple brief shots where they cut to the bench, and I know it's not me, and I defy anyone to find those.
That type of thing happens to Tom Cruise all the time in Mission Impossible. They just put someone else in there and just let that guy act.
Yeah, because Tom's got five jobs. He's right. Working as a grammar school PE teacher.
The joke is they don't do that. Tom Cruise is too important.
I was coaching two teams. I'm coaching two under 14 volleyball teams. I had five jobs, and they're telling you, oh, yeah, just one more day, we'll be done.
How many days was it?
It was 17 days of shooting on Treasure Island.
Your part of the movie required 17 days?
Yeah, and my part is about a 15-minute scene, so it's the biggest scene in the movie. There's some days when Robin Williams was there. There's other days where you had the third unit where they didn't have the stars there. I could do 4 hours on that whole shoot. It was remarkable.
My God, your scene's the biggest in the movie. Unbelievable, Daniel.
You're the centerpiece, Coach.
Centerpiece?
Robin got to meet
me. So important, there were two of them.
Whatever.
Awesome. It's jealousy that you're in that.
No, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
People are sending us screenshots now that Disney Plus is out. They're like, went on Disney Plus, immediately went and found Flubber, and we're sending us screenshots of it. It's awesome.
Family movie this weekend.
What's that?
That's the family movie this weekend. Flubber. Just for dibs.
Dibbers.
You have better things to do.
Good, you
know.
For you,
how, 22 years ago, Coach.
22 years ago.
Did you not know he was in that movie?
I did, but you guys really bringing it home today. I mean, we always did it kind of in a drive-by and talked about it, but now he's like really landing in there.
The biggest scene in 50 times.
But the biggest scene, never once have you talked about the biggest scene in the movie. Not once, ever.
Maybe if you watch the movie. I mean,
ever listened to literally any time we've had this conversation where he always emphasizes it's the biggest scene in the movie.
Biggest volleyball game of my career, five blocks from his house, he wouldn't show up. So why would I think that he'd spend 90 minutes watching the movie?
Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Your calls on the other side, Jolo and Dibs. But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is sponsored by Ticket Crushers. The 49ers backtracked on George Kittle's status this week against the Cardinals. Star tight end has yet to be ruled out. Will he get on the field, and can this offense beat Arizona without Kittle? Well, former Niner Jesse Sicali will hop on at 9:30. But first, get your fantasy football questions ready for fantasy expert Brad Evans. He's coming up at 9:05. And we're reacting to Gabe Kapler's introduction as the Giants' new manager. What are your initial thoughts, and how will Kapler try to win over the fan base? We'll play the highlights from the press conference. Warriors lose their fifth straight after falling to the Lakers 120-94, dropping to 2-10 on the season. Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky will check in with Steve Kerr today at 5 p.m. Got a ticket? Suspended license? DUI? Don't pay? Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Anna Kugadikes on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
You want to do wide receiver roulette today? We normally do it Thursdays at 8:45. We could do it tomorrow. I was thinking we kind of got a grab bag here. Do you want to get into the Warriors game? You want to talk Kapler? You want to talk Niners? What's everyone feeling like?
Let's get a little wide receiver roulette. Let's just do it. Let's get it over with. Let's get into
it. We'll do it at 8:45.
I'm excited about it. Oh, one last week.
I'll set the score sheet up. You got the win.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, Debo, I picked the chalk, Emmanuel Sanders. And much like when you watch a horse race and you're on the favorite and you see him come around that final turn and you look and you go, I think the three's in some trouble. And then here comes the six roaring on the outside. And then the two gets him. And then the four gets him. And then the seven gets him. It's like, he didn't even finish in the top four. You bum? Sorry, Emmanuel. I didn't mean to call you a bum.
Wow. Yeah.
More of a horse race.
I'm not sure if that was needed. He got hurt. It's a serious rib injury.
Yeah, you know
what? He's day-to-day.
That was 15.
You didn't take a full retraction?
You went hard.
Yeah, you know, I will. I'd like to recant. Truck and work.
All right. That's noble. That's noble. Identifying when you make a mistake. Acknowledging it, apologizing for it, and moving on. That's very mature of you.
It was the legal team, Joe, that told me I should blame Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel probably won't watch Flubber now.
Yeah, it's going to hurt
me, too.
Nobody's
watching Flubber, Coach.
And the answer
was just lying about it.
I get no residuals. Everyone asking me on Twitter, do you get residuals? No, you don't get
That's the best part.
Residuals.
No. Lots of people get residuals. The stars get residuals.
Yes, there's levels to this, as the kids like to say. There's extras.
You like that.
This is the world.
The pain.
You build it up because it's awesome that he was in the movie. We build it up. We talk about it. But then you cut it down. That's how it works. And then you build it back up. It's the compliment sandwich, just with a twist.
Do the clippers get upset?
We're very excited. We were all listening to the stories during the break. Everyone's excited.
but we make jokes around here. Same thing happens to you. We'll talk about the Music City Miracle. And then what's the first comment out of the gate, Dibs? It was a forward
pass. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a forward pass. You know how we do it around here. He's not upset. He's been much better with these sorts of things.
I'm fine.
He's very calm these days.
Super calm.
You're just doing a great job,
really,
Dibs.
Right now.
You're Nick Snicker?
I was trying to explain to you the procedure, but you guys weren't interested, so we're on to Cincinnati.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We are on to Blippin' Cincinnati.
I'm interested. I just wanted to also get that joke in there.
Great. It's great. Unfortunately, the joke precludes me from advancing further your knowledge of the situation. So receiver roulette coming up in 7 minutes, and I believe, Joe, you pick first because your player had the fewest amount of catches.
I didn't even get a catch. Dante Pettis didn't have a single catch in that game. He had targets, but receiver roulette, it requires receptions. Why it's called receiver roulette is not target roulette. This isn't Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I don't need you targeting bomb sites. What I need you to do is catching football passes, Dante Pettis. But I would rather take an injured, not playing Emmanuel Sanders than a fully healthy Dante Pettis. That's what I'd rather do. That's where I'm at with this situation. Kyle Shanahan, again, had to out this dude publicly, and you still can't get any production from him. I don't know which one's more frustrating. Goodwin, because I'm at the point where he's been here so long. He's been in the NFL like 8 years. At this point, if you can't make plays, you're never making plays.
He is what he is.
But at the same time, we already know he can't make plays. No. Then I look at Pettis, and I'm thinking, man, you were supposed to break out this year. Everyone was excited about you. What is wrong? What is wrong? Like, I don't think you're physically hurt. And is he just not able to pick up the playbook? Is he lazy? What is the problem? Like, what is so hard? The coach is drawing up an offensive system where guys run free quite often. The quarterback is good enough to get the ball to you. Like, what is the problem when you watch this guy? Does he just not want it? Is he just not good enough? I don't think it's talent. It doesn't seem like it's talent. It seems like it's either not putting a lot of effort into the playbook, not putting a lot of effort in on the field. What am I supposed to make of this?
Man, this is a guy, Joe, that...
I'm drafting Jerry Rice over him in receiver roulette. I'll gladly take Jerry. Because at least I'm going down with Jerry.
What'd you say it again?
I'll take T.O.
Honestly,
I think T.O.'s got a better chance of getting a catch than Pettis.
I promise you, I really believe... T.O., is he going to play? No. Hell no, we understand that. Does he think he can?
Is Pettis going to play?
That's my point. If you put both those guys, if T.O. were to play, guaranteed we'd take him.
Taking T.O. first, mostly because of the gimmick factor of
it. And the heart that he has, and his heart, and his desire, and he's been a winner. That's what you would base it predicated on that. When you look at Pettis, Joe, this is a guy that you want to see this. You cheer for this guy. You want him to have success. Everything is going on, it's above the shoulders. Because if you have the talent, he has the speed, all the athletic abilities there, it's above the shoulders. Goodwin, he just doesn't have it. Goodwin is a track guy, like you said, just trying to play football. Doesn't have the hands. He's been in the league for 8 years. Here's a guy. He's going to catch you a bomb every now and then. Yes, he's got that. He's going to have it, but everything's got to be perfect for him to really, really shine. He's not necessarily going to make the great catch. He will every so often, but not consistently.
When he was running wide open down the field against Cincinnati and Garoppolo set it up like a volleyball serve. How's your team doing, by the way?
February we start, looking good. In scheduling phase right now.
Scheduling phase, okay. Administrative phase right now.
Nonstop.
Can't wait till you play in the meta. Coming to see you, baby.
Yeah. What's the odds on that? This year, do you think he'll show up when you play in the meta?
No question.
No chance.
You're putting it at 0%?
I would put it at zero, Blutarski. 0.0.
Wow. Think about what that says about you. That's my faith in Pettis.
If he's not playing on Friday, he knows that
first qualifier, Friday's out.
We don't play on Friday. Sure is Monday come after Sunday. Last year, I posited it as maybe the biggest game of my coaching career. Five blocks away, he didn't go. So.
What day of the week was it? Was it Friday?
No. We never play on Friday.
That one was on me.
Yeah.
And I told you I'm going to make it up. So when you give me the schedule,
there's an old saying in Tennessee. I think they have it in
just
Texas,
once.
Too. Fool me one time.
Okay.
Shame on you.
I'm not going to fool you twice.
Fool me. Can't get fooled again.
Here's something you need to worry about, though.
Yes.
Is the offer on the table? He hasn't. I think he offered you an invite to come last time. You did not show up. I don't know if he'll be offering that invite this time.
Well, if he doesn't have to even invite me, if he tells me the date and I have the date.
You're not going
to
crash a high school volleyball game. That's just rude. It's disrespectful to the kids. If he's the coach of the team and he does not invite you and you just show up, that's rude.
If I'm going to watch a game, is it just me showing up as Ruth? I don't think so. Hit the text line.
Hit the text line.
The guy who coaches the team says you are not invited to come, and you show up anyway. You're disrespecting him and his team, and therefore the kids and the sport.
Tuesday, April 21st is the official date. Likely the...
See you at Hippie Hill the day before.
Like the WCAC North will be on the line as the Hornets host the Dragons in our second meeting of the regular season.
Are they called the Meta Hornets?
No, they're the Alameda Hornets, Joe.
Seems like they could improve upon that.
They have yet to adopt Lowe's pet name. Maybe if he showed up,
they'd
be more likely to adopt the name.
Show up and I'll tell my
buddy. Do you want him there?
I would love to have him there because they're a member of the Billions. Many of the Billions were there. High school students who go to Alameda High looking forward to meeting you. And I told him, yeah, he'll be here any minute. And then,
so you look like an idiot.
Well, not when we won in four.
Yeah, that's nice. But you need to go out there and execute despite the disrespect that was paid to you early.
It was
making you look like
material.
A fool.
I told my boys, I said, my coworker's supposed to be here. He's not here. Tell him what he's missing.
You guys went out there and dominated. And I'll tell you right now, I'm excited to come watch you play. I'm excited. And there would have to be an act of, you know, God, for me not to be there.
Careful now.
No, because that's why I don't want to
know. You know how I feel about that good book.
No, I know.
And it is a Catholic school where I coach, so.
That's why I'm saying.
I got a direct line now.
What kind of act of God will prevent you from going to this game? An earthquake of the magnitude 4.2?
No.
5.0?
No.
A nap lasting
Six.
Longer than 1 hour?
The nap got me last time, but yeah. I'll set the alarm, and I will not let... Glenna, please. I will set the alarm. I will be up. I will be prepared. Hopefully, you know, no blowouts or anything on the tires. Any major injury or something like that, I'm there. And I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
A lot of criteria. So no injuries, naps, flat tire, and Friday. All those things are going to prevent him from coming. He's got a whole list already.
It's not a list of any.
That's literally the definition of a list.
I'll see you there.
It's like Kanye West at a concert. No green M&Ms. Make sure my water's exactly 71 degree temperature.
Dibs, you know what I'll do?
Please.
You guys win. I'll take the boys to all the pizza or whatever. We'll celebrate the victory in the meter. Got it.
Unhealthy for athletes following a athletic competition to go eat pizza.
School night. Their parents probably plan dinner ahead of time anyway. But
oh my!
How late you
want to
keep them out till midnight?
You're just going to do that to me when I'm going to... The boys in the media, that's... Oh, my goodness. For you just to do that right now, Dib, is please. That should have been... Thank you, Lo. The boys would love that. They get pizza and salad. That'd be awesome.
When I ran the half marathon a couple years ago, the only thing that got me through the final 3 miles was, I can't wait to have pizza.
Joe, you can do gluten-free.
I'm lying, by the way.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about pizza while I was running the half marathon. Nobody eats pizza after a sporting event, unless you're four.
That's not true. After all...
These kids are highly trained athletes.
After all, most high school games...
I'm sorry, it's time for wide receiver roulette.
Oh, my... Somebody help me! It's a madhouse!
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to receiver roulette. It's a much more pleasant atmosphere now. That we've played that sound effect, which is the greatest of all
that
the sound effects. Now, hey, we're on to the next segment. Okay?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Put your emotions behind you. Just because you stood him up last year doesn't mean everyone's going to rally around you in receiver roulette. Dibs,
Joe,
can I get an update, please?
Yes, last week, Joe, on this very episode, you took Dante Pettis, 0 catches for 0 yards.
Didn't work out.
I took Emmanuel Sanders, 2 catches for 24 yards, 1 injury. Lowe took Deebo Samuel, 8 catches for 112. Lowe wins for the second time. You are the leader with 4 wins. Lowe's in second with 2. I am trailing with just the 1 lone, singular victory, as you might say.
If it was 1 win after 1 week or even 2 weeks, it wouldn't be bad. But 1 win going into week 11, Thanksgiving right around the corner, that's a bad spot to be in.
It's terrible, especially considering you had the worst week last week. So you get to pick first. I will pick second. And then Lowe, likely going to be choosing between the Marquises and the Dantes of the world.
It's a beautiful spot to be in. I will take Deebo Samuel. He's playing well, and he's healthy.
Oh, God on a limb with Deebo.
What would you be doing right now? I want to take Sanders, but I don't know if he's going to play. I got to be smart here. I got to be really, really smart.
Come on,
I'm taking Deebo Samuel. Well, that's his actual name.
This is the worst pick to have this week because you don't know if Emmanuel Sanders is going to be healthy enough. He got rib cartilage. So do I pass on Emmanuel Sanders? Because he may not play. We don't know. He'll be listed as questionable.
Pass on him. I'll take him.
Perhaps you could let me work my way through it before
called
you
analysis.
Premature piculation. You can just go ahead and just pump the brakes over there, okay? There's something that could fix that. So that's my conundrum, Joe, is I don't know if he's going to play. Obviously, he's the most likely guy to get more catches than the other two. I'm in a position where I'm really torn here, but I'm going to roll the dice and say he will play, so I will take Emmanuel Sanders, Joe.
Okay, that's a nice pick. And now, to the moment of truth,
E-Man.
Lorenzo Neal. So a lot of interesting guys on the table here.
If you weren't going to take
a lot of interesting guys who don't catch passes on the table for receiver roulette.
If you weren't going to take him, who else would you have taken?
Don't answer that question.
You don't have to answer that question.
You don't have to answer that. You are fake news. I know what you're trying to do. You know how I gave you the point, too? I gave you the famous point where he looked down and he goes, you are fake news. You are trying to cheat, sir.
I was just asking a question, but I'll, you know what? Pettis and Bourne, I look at those two, and I'm like, all right.
I would have taken Jordan Matthews, Low. That's who I would have taken.
I like the A.J. Jenkins selection.
Not bad.
That's where I'm at this week. But I'm not in your shoes.
This is not mystery guess
anymore. Jalen Hurts coming back.
Kyle Williams, former receiver.
Jalen Hurts is coming back.
I'm going to go with Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne?
Jason Bourne? There's another Bourne. He played the baseball player.
Michael
Bourne. Nice. Look at you. Wow.
Big Braves guy.
Big Braves. Is that who he's with now?
No, he used to be, though.
He's one of those guys that's played for everybody. You just pick a team. He's like Ricky Henderson. Just pick an era, and you get a different team. All right. There it is. Can I have the sound effect to complete it? Hold on. Before we do, Dib, so the recap of the standings and who everyone has selected for the Arizona game.
You are the leader with four correct. You got
Debo. Nice. It really rolls off the tongue.
God. It's really hard to give the standings, Joe, when you're constantly interrupting me.
That's kind of what I'm paid to do around here.
3-2-1. Let's do this one for real. Joe, you're the leader. You got four wins. You got Debo Samuel. Lowe is in second with two wins. He's got one of the various Bournes. I'm in third. I've got a guy who probably won't play, Emmanuel Sanders. Back to you, Joe.
And it's sick, but I'm kind of rooting for Sanders not to play just so I can get that laugh. All right, hit the sound effect. And so concludes this week's edition of Receiver Roulette. You had something you wanted to say, please?
Yeah, text lines, let me know. After football game, after sporting events, they have their pizza. I've seen even in pro teams, they sometimes in the locker room, Joe, they have pizza waiting for you.
Was that when you guys were 2-14 in Cincinnati?
No, that's
eating pizza after every loss?
No, just like the road team or something like that, they have food for you there. It's most like the Raiders. You see other teams throughout the league, pizza, maybe chicken, maybe some other sandwiches. They usually. So that's why I said pizza for your kids. But anywho, we're on to Cincinnati.
Is that a nice offer? Do you want to take him up on that offer?
How about we go baby steps, Joe? I know you have a couple of young children, and you're used to
totally
seeing what baby steps look like.
Wow!
Step one, show up. Step two, stay for the entirety of the contest.
How long is a high school volleyball match?
With a JV thrown in there, it could be 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
Best of five sets. Last year we went four. It took about 2 hours. There were some hotly contested calls that dragged it out a little bit longer.
Okay.
So step one, show up. Step two, stick and stay. Step three, meet the fellas and see if they have plans. Step four, open up that giant alligator skin wallet.
Isn't it called being prepared? If you know that if this is going to happen a month ahead of time, by golly, would you not tell them? I mean, would you? I know what, I'm done. I'm done with this conversation. Joe, forgive me for bringing it up. I'm sorry. Let's
I'm
going
to continue. From the 415 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, Joe, all youth teams have pizza parties to end the season, you dummy. Yes, to end the season, not right after they're done with an athletic event. To end the season, you said it yourself.
And we got Piedmont 2 days later. I don't want them to be all bloated.
College pro people, just weigh in. Come on, people. Thank you about this pizza thing.
A lot of people are concerned as to the fact that you would rather play golf with O.J. Simpson than go to his high school volleyball matchup. And not even like a far distance, like one that's in the meter right down the street from you.
People also asking if they maybe host them for grilled cheese.
Yeah, why don't you take everyone out for grilled cheese?
That's a sandwich of the day nominee.
Low's thinking to himself about all the decisions he's made in his life that got him to this point, this exact point in time. And he's wondering, how did it start so well and end so poorly?
Just praying. I know. Wow. I'm just saying.
Okay, oh, wow. Don't bring him into the show. Hey, what did we say about that? What did we say about that? Too much OJ coverage on this program. Okay, I wanted to get into
Well, it wasn't really a close one last night in Los Angeles. Lakers beat the Warriors 120-94. No Anthony Davis for the Lakers defensively. And I'd like to hear from Steve Kerr on this if we have that audio. It is continuing to be a problem getting consistent stops. The Warriors have surrendered 120 or more points in 9 of 12 games this year. They're giving up 121 points per game. Their defensive rating is dead last in the NBA. I went to the NBA.com's advanced metrics page and looked at defensive rating for every team going as far back as the database goes, which is the 96-97 season. There were only 29 teams back then. 96-97. We're talking more than 20 years. This is the worst defensive rating any team has posted. So I think it's a bit of a concern. Head coach Steve Kerr on the concern.
Defensively, we never really had any traction in that game. So we had some spells where we, you know, made some good things happen offensively and maybe got a stop or two. But every time it felt like we were right there, just couldn't get a stop. And it's just, it's almost impossible to win in this league when you can't count on, you know, getting three stops in a row at some point. And we've talked about that for years here, you know, trying to get three stops in a row. Just, that's been a mantra. Honestly, I'm not sure if we did that once tonight, you know. So it's defensive breakdowns. It's stuff that we've got to clean up and got to get better with if we're going to win a game.
There's a learning curve. Still very early in the season with a lot of young players who have played minimal minutes together. Here's Draymond Green after the game.
Communication. You know, that's what most guys in general struggle with, communication. It's kind of amplified when you're dealing with younger guys. It's, you know, you always wonder, like, is the communication because you're not comfortable, because you don't know? But half the battle is just getting people to say something. You know, if you can get people to say something, if it's the wrong thing, your teammates can react to the wrong thing. And if you overwork, the wrong thing becomes right. You know, so it's, the battle is just getting everyone to communicate. And, you know, that's an area we have to grow in.
Over under 20 wins for this team this season. Just as you think about that, they are currently on pace to go 14-68. Over under 20 wins for the Warriors this season.
I would go under, Joe.
Wow.
And that's based on not only what we've seen so far, but the idea that Steph's out until March at the earliest, Clay's out till March at the earliest. And if you are sitting at 7-46, are you really rushing those guys back? I'm going under.
You're going under. What are you thinking? 20 wins on the season, currently on pace to go 14-68. Although you can't envision it getting worse than it is right now. I think it can maintain. I don't think it can get worse. I don't know. If anyone disagrees with that, feel free to speak up. I think this is probably what they're
You could lose another big player to injury, either D'Lo
are there any left?
Or D'Angelo Russell, Draymond Green. If you lose one or both for a long stretch, it could get worse.
I'm going to go over. You know, I know Anna's going to probably take the 20, which is fine.
She's going to be on the number. Yeah, she's going to be on the number.
Which is nothing.
Might be a
good
idea.
Which is nothing wrong with that. I think when I listened to what Draymond was saying, it gives me some hope, because he sounded like a teacher. I want a teacher. He sounded like a guy that was talking about.
I want a teacher.
We still have that.
Thank you.
I have not heard that in forever.
One more time.
I want a teacher.
I don't. That's not fair. He's done a nice job.
But right. He's saying right now is right.
He got
it's
a teacher.
Okay for you to say it. I don't know about the drop.
He got a teacher. That's why the drop works.
What do I want right now when I'm looking at the Warriors? What do I want?
I want winners.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
I want a teacher.
Sorry.
It's well done.
Yeah, all these wants.
It's very quick.
I want both of them because I'm going over 20, so I want both of those dips. So you weren't right. Two good drops. But I listen to Draymond, and he talks about communication. Didn't say lack of athletic ability. He didn't say lack of effort. He said just communication. So you're talking about giving up more points than anybody in the league, in the association, or getting motorboated. You know, teams are averaging over 120 against them. These are things that can be fixed. So that's why I got to go the over 20. You might not have the greatest shooters, but you can play way better defense. And Draymond's alluding to that. He goes, man, the biggest things, we're young and we're not communicating and guys are scared to say anything. But he's saying, say something, at least we can overreact and do it. When you don't say anything, then you have these free, uncontested shots.
Right.
So that's why he's saying that. So when I'm hearing that, that makes me look more toward over of 20. I think Draymond is going to demand more from these guys, and he has to.
You are printing money if you are betting the opponent team total over.
Like, you know how there's an over-under for the game? Like, will this game have 220 or more points?
Right.
Right? They do that for the individual team as well. Yeah. Will the Warriors score more or less than 105, for example? Will the opponent, the Lakers, score over or under, say, 115 points? You are printing money if you bet the opponent of the Warriors to go over their team total. Their defense is giving up so many points. Like I said, 9 of 12 games they've scored, they've given up 120 or more. Like, you are just printing money right now. Printing it. Printing it.
One more time.
Where are you at?
I'm actually... So my whole thing is with this, as much as I'd like to say, I'm going to try to stay optimistic because Steph Curry said that he's expected to come back in the spring. So I still think there's a lot of growing pains. But
he's
got to
get ready for Tahoe.
Yeah, true. But I think at this point right now, they'll kind of figure something out, but it's going to be barely over 20.
Oof.
It's going to be rough.
It's going to get to a point where if, you know, you're really fighting between 18 and 22 wins, you're going to try to make sure you do what you need to do to get that draft pick. Like, late in the year, you're not going to jeopardize an elite draft pick just because Steph is going to come back for the final four games and you're going to try to rip off four straight wins. Like, it will come down to business decisions. All right. Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports. If you want to talk to him, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Jolo and Dibs, back in a flash of the finishing kick here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.